Have you wanted to start selling online but not want to invest in a website? If yes, this episode will be of help to you. Hello everybody, my name is Rachit and I'm the co-founder of the Small Business Project. Welcome to the third episode of E-commerce for Starters. In this episode, you will learn to set up an online store at no cost at all. In my opinion, anybody wanting to test out their product without investing in a fully fledged e-commerce website should try this out. And hey, if you want to go straight into wanting to know which e-commerce platform to use and all of that, you could skip this episode. But I do recommend you to give this one a listen because you will be able to learn about tools that might just turn out to be handy sometime. Alright, let's say we have a product which we would like to list online and sell. This product could be a digital product, meaning it could be an ebook or a course, or it could be a physical product. All you will need to do is use a platform which allows you to list your product or service, set up your payment details, and get cracking. Now, while there are many such payment services, two specific companies I would like to pick are PayU and InstaMojo. And if I had to pick a winner out of the two, it's definitely going to be InstaMojo. InstaMojo allows you to list your products, collect money from your customers online, and it also integrates with most banks and payment wallets we use nowadays. They even have a service within the InstaMojo platform called Mojo Express, which has a doorstep pickup and express shipping option. You could sign up with them in the link on my website, or go on to instamojo.com and get the complete details from the InstaMojo website. They also have a responsive and helpful customer support team. If you are hosting an event or a webinar, you can definitely use InstaMojo. It's a popular tool amongst a lot of marketers and a lot of freelancers, primarily because it's easy to set up and get rolling. Now, all you will need to do is sign up on InstaMojo, finish your KYC verification, and you will be ready to receive money over the 10,000 rupee limit. Now, all of this setting up will take you, nothing more than 15 to 30 minutes. And once you're done with this, the InstaMojo team should verify you within 24 to 48 hours. And if you have multiple products, you could list these multiple products onto your InstaMojo store and share a link of your store with your customers. You could share a link of your store on your WhatsApp business account or on your social handles as well, and that will seem like your e-commerce store. And you could also share links of a particular product with a customer if you wish. Now, another cool feature of InstaMojo is that they offer a certain set of apps that can be used to integrate onto your store. Now, what are these apps? These apps could be anything which, give you they could be even something that can give you a notification each time a sale happens. You could integrate MailChimp or any other mailing service if you want to send a mail to multiple customers or different kinds of customer lists. You could also integrate Zapier, which is a marketing automation tool. A lot of you should be already aware about Zapier, and a lot of you may not be aware about it. So Zapier is basically a marketing automation tool which connects different apps, and it's a useful app to have on your e-commerce store, especially when you're using multiple tools and softwares. So if you want to have a website and use InstaMojo on the website, that's possible as well. You can embed the InstaMojo store and the products onto your website, and you can continue to collect your payments on InstaMojo. While InstaMojo does not accept collecting international payments to all of its users yet, at least on the date that I am recording this, which is the 2nd of May 2020, you do have other alternatives to collecting international payments. Now, one alternative tool to use here is PayPal, right? Which you can have set up and running in a few days. And for those of you who might ask me if it's okay to be accepting payments from two different payment portals, like in this case, InstaMojo for domestic and PayPal for international, well, I'll tell you that it's perfectly all right to be separating these payment channels at this point in your business. Because as your business grows, you could look at considering another payment gateway and even build a platform around your product. But until then, this is an efficient approach. Also, remember, there is a commission for every payment made, which goes to the respective payment gateway company you associate with, because, well, that's how payment gateway companies make money. And that could be anything between, 2 to 5%. I would recommend that you look up the updated commission and fees of the payment gateway once you decide to lock down on them. Now, by setting up a payment gateway, you have now centralized your payment system for your business without having the need of building a website. So, to those of you on a shoestring budget, can use the system to trial your product and get it rolling immediately without having to go through the hassle and spending your time and money on building a website. Another interesting piece of news from this Bangalore-based company, I'm referring to InstaMojo here, is that, and also I'm not sure about it at this point, but I do know that InstaMojo is looking at creating a fully functional e-commerce store and will offer select users this feature at a monthly or yearly subscription. And if this does happen, and if you get onto the platform, you will get access to more features than just listing a store on InstaMojo. Now, to those of you asking, if I can do all of this on InstaMojo, why the hell would I need a website, right? Now, on a website, you can do so many things, right? You can add content to your website. You can display your products in a more creative way. You can add images, videos. You can track your user journey. You can customize the look and feel of your website. And a lot more, which unfortunately, InstaMojo as a platform as of now does not offer. But like I said earlier, if you do have a website, you can still decide to use InstaMojo and embed or integrate InstaMojo onto your website. Alright, so now you know that you can create an online store at no cost at all. Go ahead, play around with InstaMojo. It's simple to set up, easy to use, and also they have an efficient customer support team. Now that I have spoken so much about InstaMojo, it's time I go to them and collect my paycheck. Just kidding. They're good. I use their platform, and that's the end of today's episode. And if you were listening to me so far, thank you. And if you have any feedback or questions, do visit my website www.archanhegde.com and write to me. I look forward to hearing from you.